Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host Paul Trenwith and I'm going to play some New Zealand bluegrass for the next hour because May is New Zealand Bluegrass Month. And I'm just going to give you a little peek at an overview of bluegrass music in New Zealand. I'm proud to say that I was part of the movement in its early days back in the 1960s, so we'll be hearing some 1960s bluegrass. We'll be hearing some recently recorded bluegrass from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and from the Pippi Pickers. You'll be hearing from No Bones About It and Mile 12, which has got a New Zealander in an American group, Wires and Wood, Roadworks, Hot Diggity, Amazing Garbin Co., all sorts of people. And I hope you're going to enjoy our slant on bluegrass music. What are we going to start with? We're going to start with, the theme playing is a tune called Soaring on the Strings, written by Colleen Trenwith and myself, and recorded in the 1990s. And part of bluegrass music in New Zealand, original music, original playing. We're going to take some tracks off the These Old Hands album that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band put out in 2016. A song written by our guitar player and lead singer Alan Rhodes called This Train Ain't Never Gonna Stop. And then a song written by our mandolin player, U-Turn. That's Keith McMillan. I'm Paul Trenwith, that's me playing banjo. We had Colleen Trenwith playing some fiddle on it. We had Tim Trenwith playing bass. We had Pam Crowe singing harmony and playing guitar. And Jeremy Trenwith doing some extra guitar work produced by Dave Rhodes. So have a listen to This Train Ain't Never Gonna Stop.
Stopping at a station, boarding set to travel. At the time we never knew what would unravel. The train we took in 67 took us all the way to heaven, and we're still up on the mountain riding high. Back in the day when youth was king, we'd love to hear that banjo ring. There was nothing that could stand in our way. Stopped at a station in 69, we just played on down the line. Where we'd end up, it never crossed our mind. This train never stops, it just keeps on going. Rolling down the track, never looking back. Though the years have slipped away, we're still working every day. This train ain't never gonna stop. Country where the sun is burning hot, we were helped along the way and learned a lot. We played to young and old in the great outback, then we were back on the train rolling down the track. This train never stops, it just keeps on going. Rolling down the track, never looking back. Though the years have slipped away, we're still working every day. This train ain't never gonna stop. We were noisy little kids in those early days. Never thought this train would take us all the way. Through a life of playing music and songs together, now it looks like we're gonna ride forever. This train never stops, it just keeps on going. Rolling down the track, never looking back. Though the years have slipped away, we're still working every day. This train ain't never gonna stop. No, this train ain't never gonna stop. off for Whanganui. My nav man on. Be there at 2:30, cruising along. The side road looks tempting, down it I go. Just a minute later, a voice that I hate. U-turn, when possible. U-turn, not possible. U-turn, could be rough, might be windy, but I'll go ahead anyway. Change and I'm tempted, it could be wrong. I do it, looks better going blissfully. A voice in my ear from somebody near. U-turn, when possible. U-turn, not possible. U-turn, could be rough, might be windy, but I'll go ahead anyway. We all need someone with good advice. Easier and smoother to get somewhere nice. But I'll just ignore it, I don't know why. Don't mind where I'm going, just enjoy the ride. Possible. U-turn, could be rough, might be windy, but I'll go ahead anyway.
Great song, U-Turn, written by Keith McMillan and sung by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Story of life with a GPS. If we had a GPS for our social lives, what would that be like? Yes. Fine group up north of Auckland, based around the town of Lee, is the Pippi Pickers. They consist of Janine Abarbanel on double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals, Barry Talkington on guitar, and his son Nathan Talkington playing some wonderful melodic banjo. And they produced an album last year called With a Spade, and I'm going to play you a couple of tracks off that. Come Sail Away is a great song, followed by The Mando Bounce, which is an instrumental featuring both Gary and Nathan. Pippi Pickers play at a lot of festivals in Australia. They play at folk festivals around New Zealand and at markets. You can find them everywhere, and they do a fine job of playing music. And they'll be one of the main bands at Kiwigrass in the first weekend of February in 2019. So I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. Let's listen to the Pippi Pickers. Come Sail Away.
Reflections in the waves spark my memory. to my surprise, we climbed aboard their starship and headed for the skies. They said, come sail away, come sail away.
That's the Mando Bounce, and that's by New Zealand's Pippi Pickers. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and because it's New Zealand Music Month, we're featuring some New Zealand bluegrass from way back and right up to date. That's from their recent album, With a Spade. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a big music shop in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, New Zealand. And they have a fine selection of banjos and guitars and violins and mandolins and ukuleles and basses and electric guitars and drums and keyboards, as well as the accessories that you need, like straps and stands and strings and picks, things like that. And if you'd like following music when it's written down and learning from tablature, they've got a huge range of that too. Go and see Shearer's Music Works. Say you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass and thank them for sponsoring the show. They've been supporters of local music since the mid-1960s, and it's great to have them on board as sponsors of Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to a concert in 1970. The Wynyard Tavern was a folk music venue in the CBD of Auckland, and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band played quite a lot at the Wynyard Tavern. Jeff Bendel was a man that ran it, and he featured all the local folkies playing, and we did a live recording there in 1970. And it was a great album. It was put out as Live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970, and it featured Hamilton County when they're in this tiny venue, packed, and we were playing our hearts out, and it was a good fun concert. And then when John Raphael, the man who recorded it, dug into the tapes, we found out that there were only 14 tracks on the first album, because that's all you had room for, but there were 27 tracks that sounded pretty good. So in 2006 we put it out again, The Tavern Revisited, with extra 13 tracks that weren't on the original album. I'm going to play a couple of those. You'll get live music. We've got Colleen featured on Durham's Reel, a great fiddle tune, and then a fairly progressive tune that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band did at the urging of our mandolin player David Calder, James Taylor tune Carolina in My Mind, and this is a live recording of it. It was a very popular tune at the time, and we did a pretty nice version of it. This is how we did it live. So Durham's Reel, Carolina in My Mind, from The Tavern Revisited with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded in 1970. Have a listen.
Silver sun, you best walk her away and watch it shine. Watch her, watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing, now I'm crying. Ain't I gone to Carolina in my mind? There ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. Babe, the sky's on fire, I'm dying. Ain't I gone to Carolina in my mind? In my mind I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, thought I think I heard the highway call. Geese in flight and dogs that bite. And signs it might be omens say I'm going, going, gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me, forgive me. If it's something in my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? And ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? And I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind.
Oh, well, that's a pretty enthusiastic response, isn't it, to Carolina in my mind? And that was a great tune. And well, what have we got coming up now? Fine band from Auckland, Wires in Wood, featured Brian Christensen on banjo, Dave Warren on guitar, Michael Young on mandolin, Gary Trotman on bass. Sometimes it was Lott playing bass, and sometimes Alex Healy played bass, and Reed Hudson often guested on dobro whenever they could get him. And from the album Wires in Wood that came out about 2000, I can't remember, Ryan, I'm sorry. Can't remember when it came out. They've got some great songs, and this is one written by bass player Gary Trotman called Bluegrass Heaven, and the song sounds just like this.
Head on out to where the grass is blue. We'll head on out to where the grass is blue. I like
and Wood from Auckland playing Bluegrass Heaven, a New Zealand written song too by Gary Trotman. One of the youngest bands we've got around is Roadworks, and the real problem I have with them is this recording is about 18 months old and in no way represents the way they play now, because every week they get better. But this is from their album Elgin Road, I think that's what the album's called, that's what the sign says on the front of the picture. And the Roadworks consists of these young men who Lawrence Frangos Rhodes plays guitar, banjo and harmonica, does vocals. Sam Frangos Rhodes plays mandolin, fiddle, guitar, banjo, vocals. Nate Frangos Rhodes plays shakers and vocals, and Mum Tracy plays bass. And these guys do a great job. They were just 15, 13 and 9 when were recorded this album, and in the intervening year and a half they just get exponentially better every time you hear them. But here's a tune called Somersaults. That's Roadworks, and see if you can catch them if you're around Hamilton. They often play at markets. If you're at a folk festival, if you see a crowd gathered, it'll probably be around Roadworks. And some of the Australian festivals, you'll find them playing there too. And they do a great job and are very entertaining. And that's some New Zealand bluegrass. And allied music for you. Going right back to the early days of bluegrass in New Zealand, and once again, I know most about the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band because I was part of it. 1968, we did an album that sort of went along with the TV show that we were on. The show was called Country Touch, and we called the album The Country Touch. Colleen Bain, Lindsay Bedoni on bass, David Caller on mandolin, Leonard Cohen on dobro, Paul Trenwith on banjo, that's me, and Alan Rhodes on guitar, and most of the lead vocals. I'm going to play some tracks from that because I don't think they've been played on this program before. We're going to hear Darling Ella Lee, which was learned from the Country Gentlemen, and then Stony Mountain Twist, and hope you're going to enjoy some early New Zealand bluegrass.
So dear to me, she's gone forevermore. My home was down in Tennessee before the cruel war.
Carry me back to Tennessee, there's where I long to be. Among the fields of yellow corn with my darling Ella Lee.
I from day to day keep wishing to be free, and from my master run away and leave my lily.
Carry me back to Tennessee, there's where I long to be, among the fields of yellow corn with my darling Ellie.
Said that I would soon be free and happy all the day, and if they take me back again, I'd never run away.
Carry me back to Tennessee, there's where I long to be, among the fields of yellow corn with my darling Ella Lee.
Thank you.
Oh, that's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from 1968. That's 50 years ago, folks. And what we lacked in finesse, we made up for in energy. And we'd learnt all our bluegrass music from records. We'd never seen another bluegrass band play. And there wasn't much available on TV. I think we were the first band that we'd ever seen play on TV, too, when we watched ourselves play. And bit by bit, bluegrass music infiltrated New Zealand with a lot of help from television and records, of course. But we loved playing, and the combination was great. Some excellent solos there, and a lot of fun. I was playing an old Gibson RB100 banjo. For those of you who are banjo players, that's the one with just the little brass tube as a tone rim. And I had the old cam tuners for the detuners set up in between the tuning pegs and the headstock of the banjo, and it worked out pretty well, didn't it? Okay, that was, well, let's get on with it. I'd lead to say a big hello to all the Access Radio Station people that are listening throughout New Zealand. Thanks for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you're enjoying my take on bluegrass music. And we've got some overseas stations tuning in to CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Each side of Canada is able to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I hope you like our take on bluegrass music. And in particular, May is Music Month, and it's all New Zealand bluegrass music in this show. So I hope you're enjoying that. What are we going to feature? BB. BB Bonus is a wonderful young lady. As a teenage girl in New Zealand, she played banjo stunningly, and everyone was just amazed at how well BB could play. And of course, she went on to bigger and better things. She studied banjo, pretending it was a guitar, at the jazz school in Wellington, and then went overseas to the USA to seek a fortune, and she's played some wonderful music over there. And I needed to feature her in the show because she's really one of our great products here. Together with Alex Rubin on guitar, BB came out and did a tour through New Zealand just a year or so ago, and they called themselves No Bones About It. And the album is a five-track album called Nice and Grumpy, and some great tracks on here. So I'm going to play from this album, The White House Blues. This is just the guitar and the banjo, and BB is doing the lead vocals, I think, of this one. And then I'm going to play BB in her from a recent band that she toured New Zealand with, a band called Mile 12. And Mile 12 came and played in Hamilton, and BB was a banjo player. Wonderful US-based band from Boston, and BB's playing banjo, and I'm going to play a track off that called Soldiers and Sailors. Thank you.
long time.
As I cross the Hudson on this cold afternoon, the city I see is not the city I knew. Yet as most things are different, still some are the same. And an old childhood memory so clearly remains. I was walking back home up on Riverside Drive, when an old solemn statue ahead caught my eye. There was something so solid, so simple and clear, in the tall rounded columns and white marble stairs. So sing for what once was but still remains here, what'll be here tomorrow and year after year. On a cold New York evening, so clear and so dry, soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky. As I worked and traveled, each year I'd return, something to give, but still something to learn. And with each slab of concrete on each city street, the Upper West Side almost seemed new and neat. So sing for what once was, but still remains here, what'll be here tomorrow and year after year. On a cold New York evening, so clear and so dry, soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky. I know it's my instinct that brought me back here. It's that time of day and it's that time of year. Like the home of my childhood in Riverside Park, now I stand here until time do us part. So sing for what once was but still remains here, what'll be here tomorrow and year after year. On a cold New York evening, so clear and so dry, soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky.
That was Mile 12 featuring the fabulous banjo work of our own BB Bonus. Isn't that nice to hear? Well, a young New Zealand guitarist called Mark Mazengarb has been working in the USA for the last several years, and he did a tour recently with some friends of his from over there, and I'm going to play some tracks, or one track anyway. Kathleen's Tune and Duck River is going to be played by Mark Mazengarb on guitar, and Joe Walsh on mandolin, and Andrew von Nordstrand on fiddle. And these are great tunes. I went to a house concert with them playing some superb music, absolutely superb. So as part of New Zealand Music Month, here's Mark Mazengarb on guitar with Joe and Andrew playing Kathleen's Tune and then Duck River. Thank you. was Mark Mazengarb and Joe Walsh and Andrew Van Nostrand with a couple of great tunes there. We'd like to get on with, what are we going to do now? Oh, we've got a fine band called Hot Diggity, all-woman band, and that features Deborah McKenzie on guitar and vocals, Heather Carrigan, mandolin and vocals, Janine Abarbanel on double bass and vocals, Chrissy Jackson on fiddle and vocals, Sue Drake on banjo and vocals, and they write most of their own songs, some lovely songs, and there's one with the title, it's a real New Zealand vernacular, called Shut the Bloody Gate, written by Heather Carrigan, and we're going to play that for you now. Have a listen.
If you kept that gate shut tight.
That's Hot Diggity and doing Shut the Bloody Gate. What a great song that is. Okay, it's just about time to go now. Thanks for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We've had New Zealand Music Month and it's all been New Zealand Bluegrass for you. I'll take it out with a tune from Hamilton County Bluegrass Band off the These Old Hands album, appropriately entitled I'm Gone, featuring Pam Finlay on the lead vocals.